Brattle, New Mexico study shows e-dam benefits outpacing markets plus, written by Elaine Goodman, and read by an automated voice. A new study may dispel the notion that New Mexico utilities must follow the day-ahead market choice of their Arizona counterparts in order to realize benefits from market participation. The Brattle Group performed the study for Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, and El Paso Electric, or EPE. It compared the projected benefits from joining either CAISO's extended day-ahead market, or EDAM, or SPP's Markets Plus. The study models a scenario in which three Arizona utilities, Arizona Public Service, Salt River Project, and Tucson Electric Power, or TEP, join Markets Plus. Brattle Principal John Sue Collies presented the study results August 29 during a New Mexico Public Regulation Commission workshop. PNM's annual benefits would be $20.5 million in the EDAM case, the study found, compared with $8 million from participating in SPP's Markets Plus. For EPE, projected benefits are $19.1 million a year for EDAM, versus $9.1 million for Markets Plus. Compared to previous analyses, the new study modeled transmission connectivity in the two-day-ahead market options in much more detail, including how third-party transmission rights could be used, according to Kelsey Martinez, PNM's Director of Regional Markets and Transmission Strategy. "What we realized through this study is that we do have a choice," Martinez told the commission. "That realization means that factors not included in the study may become more influential in PNM's market choice," Martinez said. She noted the potential operational challenge of having large amounts of wind energy moving through the PNM system. "One market would be dispatching our resources, and another market would be dispatching all the resources that are using and connected to our system," she said. Comparing seams. Sue Collies said the study was designed to look at the impact of two potential seams resulting from a day-ahead market choice. "One of those key study questions was looking at which seam was worse," he said, "that seam with Arizona, or the seam with all the wind in New Mexico that has off-takers in California?" Brattle looked at the results of the New Mexico utilities joining EDAM or Markets Plus as compared to a current trends case, which is a representation of where we think the WEC could go, Sue Collies said. "In the current trends case, the Arizona utilities joined Markets Plus along with a cluster of Northwestern entities, including the Bonneville Power Administration, PowerX, and Puget Sound Energy, Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA Upper Great Plains and WAPA Colorado Missouri go with SPP's RTO West in the scenario. Entities including CAISO, PUSIF, I-Corps, NV Energy, Portland General Electric, and Idaho Power would participate in EDAM in the current trends case, while PNM and EPE would remain in CAISO's real-time Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WEIM, but would not join a day-ahead market. Brattle chose 2032 as the study year. The study found that for PNM, adjusted production costs fall from $55.4 million in the current trends case to $45.4 million in EDAM and $43.9 million per year in Markets Plus. Annual congestion revenues are higher in the EDAM case, at $25.6 million for day-ahead and real-time markets combined, compared with $14.3 million in the Markets Plus case. Bilateral trading revenue in EDAM is $3.3 million compared to $0.7 million in Markets Plus, a reduction from $8.6 million in the current trends case. EPE also sees a difference in congestion revenues between the two cases, $16 million in EDAM versus $12.5 million in Markets Plus, relative to $7.8 million in the current trends case. EDAM also gives EPE a big potential boost to bilateral trading revenue, $14.4 million a year in EDAM compared to $6.6 million in the current trends case. Bilateral trading revenue drops to zero in the Markets Plus case. Because of increased imports from the Four Corners trading hub in the EDAM case, New Mexico becomes flush with low-cost power, Sue Collies said. EPE then has an opportunity to sell that power to TEP in the Markets Plus footprint. In response to a commission question, Sue Collies said Brattle did not study a case in which TEP or the other Arizona utilities joined EDAM, saying the results would be almost a no-brainer. "I tend to think it would skew the benefits more for EDAM, of course, by adding more to that footprint," he said. Building transmission. Scott Dunbar, partner with Keyes & Fox representing the Clean Energy Buyers Association, asked whether congestion revenues projected for the New Mexico utilities in the EDAM case were likely to fall as new transmission is built. Sue Collies said the congestion revenue is a signal that more transmission, or greater availability of transmission rights, would be valuable. He said more transmission would shift a number of metrics. "If you build more transmission, my intuition would be that benefits would go up overall," Sue Collies said. it just might shift from congestion revenue to adjusted production cost reduction. Emmanuel Villalobos, APAE's Director of Market Development and Resource Strategy, said the company is still reviewing details of the Brattle study. But a big takeaway was the $14 million in potential revenue from bilateral trading in the EDAM case. It's really enough to kind of sway us back and forth between the EDAM decision and the Markets Plus decision, he said, noting the figure was potential revenue and not guaranteed. APAE will weigh other factors such as governance and startup costs in its day-ahead market decision. And the company may ask Brattle for analysis of additional scenarios, which could include APAE and PNM choosing different markets. The PRC's August 28 meeting was the third workshop the Commission has held on regional markets. Commissioner Gabriel Aguilera said he now plans to work with his staff on a set of guiding principles for market participation, which will come to the full Commission for a vote.